This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today on the program, we're speaking with Dr. Bronislav Vidich. He is a PhD and the Chief Executive Officer and founder of HeartBeam Incorporated. Combined, he has over 30 years of experience in technology development and senior management positions, and Dr. Vidich has been deeply involved with the development of HeartBeam's technology to fit his vision for the company. And Dr. Vidich, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, certainly our pleasure to have you with us and looking forward to hearing all the details on HeartBeam and the technology. So if you would, for starters, tell us about your background and why you launched HeartBeam to begin with. Obviously, we'd love to hear more about how this device is being used for the first time outside of a medical setting and what makes it different from what's currently available now.
My background is actually in electrical engineering, PhD in electrical engineering, and heavy chip design experience. I worked for over 20 years for Intel, where I designed the first flash memory. And actually, I hold two patents that enable flash. So in that sense, I'm a co-inventor of flash memory. But I'd like to share a personal story that will actually help you understand how a diehard chip designer became an insider in the space of cardiovascular devices. I was in my early 20s. My father was a well-known surgeon back in Europe. One Saturday afternoon, he did not feel well and had chest pain. In spite of his deep medical background, he reacted to that chest pain the way most people do, which is denial, it's going to go away, it can't be me, etc., etc. Unfortunately, about 2 hours later, we lost him to a heart attack. That image stuck with me all these years. And after about 20 years of chip design and senior executive experience at Intel, I decided to change my focus, my career. And my father's story actually had a lot to do with that career change. I wanted to see what's out there that could have potentially helped my father or a person in that position with a chest pain try to decide, should I rush to emergency room or is this indeed indigestion or pulled muscle? I started HeartBeam with a vision to solve the problem of diagnosing a heart attack outside of a medical setting and actually help people with chest pain do better than my father did. Every 40 seconds in the United States, somebody experiences a heart attack. Heart attack is number one cause of death in the United States. The problem is that on an average, a person waits about 3 hours before they seek help. If that chest pain is a heart attack, that 3 hour delay means that mortality rate goes up by about 40%. And many lives are actually lost. Our technology that is always with the patient enables a quick diagnosis as it provides all needed data to the physician to decide if that chest pain is indeed a heart attack. That is the breakthrough that we offer to cardiac patients and their physicians. It is HeartBeam AIMIGo, the telehealth technology. There are many ECG technologies out there, like Apple Watch and other smart watches and consumer ECG products, but none of them can offer heart attack detection. We are able to provide a standard of care 12-lead ECG from our 3D vector ECG credit card side device, while all these other technologies can offer only one lead, single lead ECG recordings.
Certainly do appreciate all the backstory and further details, bonus details at that, and looking forward to hearing more. This certainly sets us up for some good information here today. Now, according to the American Heart Association, more people die from heart attacks during the last week of December than any other time of the year. That's quite interesting. How is heart being positioned to slow this trend in terms of saving lives, trips to the hospitals, and how it helps people know if they are having a heart attack?
Intake of heart unhealthy foods, if you want, during holidays is up. And actually, the heart attacks are influenced by temperature, outside temperature as well. Interestingly, these two factors contribute probably to a higher incidence of heart attacks in December. Heartbeam is uniquely positioned to save many lives while at the same time saving healthcare dollars. Simplicity of use and ability to have this technology 24/7 with a patient is the key. Our telehealth AIMIGo technology has potential actually to save many billions of dollars that are spent today on unnecessary chest pain related emergency room visits, because over 80% of chest pain related ER visits are actually unnecessary. The heart attack can come at any time, at any place. And because of that, it is mandatory that the heart attack solution be with the patient 24/7. Our credit card size device offers that as it fits into a wallet or a purse. And in actually that sense, you have a situation when a patient or a worried well person is with the technology, with our technology 24/7. Patient physician is very much integral part of our system. In order for that patient to get a quality advice, that patient first activates the app on their phone. It's very simple. They declare how they feel, turn on the credit card size AIMIGo device, and about 30 seconds later, that ECG has been recorded. Everything goes up to the cloud, processing happens, the physician gets a complete picture of the patient's condition at that very moment. The physicians have actually 12 lead ECGs overlaid over each other. One of these ECGs is the baseline ECG, which is the healthy state of the patient. And the second one is their chest pain, basically ECG. And that ECG potentially can actually show the heart attack in progress. On top of that, a symptomatic report is generated and a history of that patient is displayed for that physician. The physician has all the information that is needed actually to actually make a decision. And in many cases, they will involve a televisit with that patient, perhaps to reconfirm some of the symptoms and to talk to the patient. But in many cases, they will be able to right away decide what's happening with the patient. The bottom line is that here we have for the first time a physician who has the complete set of data to deal with that situation, to be able to actually diagnose the patient and triage the whole situation. And in many cases, that will mean going to the emergency room, but in many cases, that will be actually a decision that patient is not having a heart attack and can stay home.
Now, here's a question for you. How will HeartBeam impact patients in remote areas, and what does this mean for virtual medicine? I'm sure our listeners would like to hear some more details per that angle.
Virtual medicine will have a big impact going forward, but in order to achieve that goal of big impact, the data, the medical data needs to be collected anytime and any place where the patient is. Physicians need to be able, with the same quality of the data that they have in actually their office, to see that patient in a televisit. So just talking to the patient in a virtual conference is a step in the right direction, and we have seen that during the COVID, but the data associated with that visit and the prior to that visit is the key. And in that sense, we address the need for the heart patients basically to be seen in a telehealth environment with the data full display for the physician. We address the need for that data by providing standard family ECG, symptoms and history, as I said. I'm very confident more and more we will see virtual medicine impact people's life in a positive way. But it will probably be most helpful in cardiovascular disease. And why is that? Because minutes here, a delay of minutes or an hour or two could mean a difference here between life and death. And the fact that the only option a chest pain patient have right now is to go to emergency room is causing many patients to actually delay that decision. It's a real barrier. People delay because ER visits mean a high copayment. They have to drop everything they are doing and spend about 6 hours in the emergency room. Most of that of them will be actually diagnosed with no serious heart condition. So the need for the ER visit is a huge barrier. By lowering that barrier to taking the device out of the wallet and or a purse and pressing it against the chest actually reduces that barrier, and the advice of the patient is needed and it is almost instantly provided to the patient.
Well, we certainly appreciate all you're doing for taking a moment to be with us here today. We're speaking with Dr. Bronislav Vajdic. He is a PhD and the Chief Executive Officer and founder of HeartBeam Incorporated, the first 12-lead medical-grade heart attack detection that's personal, portable, and easy to use here on eHealth Radio's Heart Health and Technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Now, continuing on, HeartBeam is being tested and is in trials. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, and where is HeartBeam currently being used, and what has been the feedback from other doctors and patients?
Yes, our technology is very innovative. We have solved the problem of how to detect the heart attack outside of a medical facility. We have a number of patents now that protect our innovation as well. We were very serious about doing our trials, and we have engaged a number of faculty members from Harvard Medical School in designing our trials. We have done a number of the trials and have shown exceptionally good results. In some cases, actually, we have shown superiority over a panel of cardiologists who were trying to detect a heart attack. We, at this point, have prepared a fundamental paper that will be published very soon in a very highly recognized journal. And we continue to do more trials and more publication. With the feedback so far from our trials and patient engagement is that we are actually helping patients and their physician a great deal. For the patient, our technology offers an opportunity to get, you know, peace of mind, or if they're actually undergoing a heart attack, a timely intervention that in many cases will make a difference between life and death. As far as the physicians are concerned, they're very excited about helping their patients who are undergoing a heart attack outside of a medical facility. As it stands now, we actually make these televisits meaningful and reduce the number of patients who need to go to emergency room. Very significant healthcare costs that we can significantly reduce.
And thanks for your feedback and further information there. That is most helpful and appreciated. Lastly, what would you say is next for HeartBeam for this year and even looking ahead into 2024?
We have a number of significant events coming up this year. We have submitted one FDA application for clearance, the 510K clearance, which, by the way, is the simplest of all paths to market as far as the FDA is concerned. And we have just answered a set of questions about this application. We are working with the FDA, and we feel confident that that clearance will be forthcoming very soon. The second clearance application for our AIMIGo device, the telehealth technology, will be submitted by the end of this quarter this year, actually. We have two products now in the FDA path for clearance. What that means is that we will be able to start piloting with our customers on the way to full-blown introduction, commercial introduction. We are working with a number of healthcare systems right now for them to see our technology in action and to open the path to commercialization. As I said, more publications are forthcoming this year, more trials, and on the intellectual property, we anticipate more patents being filed and granted. We have been very active, very successful in obtaining breakthrough patents, and we will continue to do that this year. All in all, this year, we're looking for a event-filled year, actually, and the 2024 is planned to be even bigger, and that's going to be the big commercialization year for us.
Once again, we want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today, Dr. Vidich, and all that you do on behalf of HeartBeam Incorporated. Where can listeners get further details on HeartBeam, and how can they best be in touch as well?
Yes, please visit us at heartbeam.com. The wealth of information is there, and we are always happy to engage and answer questions.
And of course, that link will be available within the show notes of this broadcast for easy and convenient access. Dr. Vidich, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Many thanks for having me today.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Bronislaw Vidich, a PhD and the Chief Executive Officer and founder of HeartBeam Incorporated, the first 12 lead medical grade heart attack detection that's personal, portable, and easy to use. And for all the details, visit heartbeam.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.